Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted to be able to come into your presence again today to share with you the truth of the eternal God. We've been discussing, who am I? You remember a university a number of years ago asked three questions of their students. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? And those students were given those questions to consider and to think about, because those are questions that every individual at one time or another in their life would stop and consider and think about. Beloved, we're here for a reason and for a purpose. God has a plan for your life and a will for your life, just as he does for my life, if we are willing to submit and yield to him and allow him to be Lord in and through our life. And of course, the first thing we know that is God's will for every human being is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, because we well know that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness, which is the reason why the Lord Jesus Christ was clothed in human flesh, came to this earth, walked upon this earth for 33.5 years, went to an old rugged cross, and died under the wrath and judgment of Almighty God for your sin and for my sin. He took our sins upon himself and paid the penalty for our sin, that we, through believing in him, his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection, might be set free from the bondage of sin, might be brought into the family of God, might be made joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, might be transformed and changed through the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit of God, moving into our spirit to cleanse us from sin and to give to us the gift of eternal life. We know that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness, that the penalty for sin is death, eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to this earth to take our sin upon himself, to be made sin for us who knew no sin, the Bible says, that we might be made the righteousness of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when a person acknowledges their sin, inviting Christ to come into their life, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do that work of salvation, to cleanse us from our sin, to make us pure and clean and holy, and to give to us the gift of eternal life. And beloved, that's just the beginning. That's just the start of the will of God for every individual. And this is what God's plan is for every person, that we would open our life to him and receive Christ as Savior. Remember, God gave man a free will so that we could choose either to do things God's way or to go our own way and to live our own life. And he sent the Holy Spirit of God, who convicts us of our sin, who makes us to realize we need the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And if we will open our heart, if we will open our life, if we will acknowledge, Lord God, I know I'm a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus Christ, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave, that you live today. I invite you to come into my inner being, to forgive me for my sin, to grant me your salvation. When we pray a prayer like that, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation, and we become a new person in Christ Jesus. We're told in 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things pass away, and all things are made new. Because in our spirit we're made pure, we're made clean, we're made righteous, and we're made holy in the sight of Almighty God. Physically we may look the same, but the change takes place in our spirit, and we become a new person in Christ Jesus. And thus, which is this wonderful, wonderful transaction that takes place, is called the new birth. We're born again into the family of God and become a new person in Christ Jesus. And that's just the beginning, because when we're born again, we're babies, just as physical birth is the beginning with a baby, an infant. And as that infant is fed, it begins to grow and it begins to develop until it becomes a mature human being. And so the same thing's true spiritually. We are babes in Christ, and we begin to grow spiritually as we get into the Word of God, as we unite with fellow believers, as we hear the Word of God taught, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as we, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, open up the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will begin to illuminate and teach us the simple truths of God's Word. And as we are fed on the spiritual milk, the simple truth of the Word of God, we begin to grow spiritually. We begin to develop spiritually. We begin to learn more about the Lord God and His will and His plan for our life. That's why we need to get into a good church where the truth of God's Word is taught, where we can grow in our understanding of God's Word, and where we can mature in the Lord. That's why we need to obey the Lord in water baptism, which pictures the transaction that has taken place in our spirit. Water baptism doesn't save us, but it simply is an act whereby we are testifying to the world, I believe Christ died for my sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave. And thus we are immersed in water, picturing our death, our burial, and brought up out of the water, picturing our resurrection in Christ, the new life we have in Christ, that we might walk in newness of life and live this new life to the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we become new creatures in Christ. We get into a local church where we can grow in the knowledge of the truth. And as believers, if there's no church around you, other believers, you can get together and begin to study the Word of God together and begin to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit and look to the Lord to give one of you the anointing of the Spirit of God to be a pastor and to do the work of the ministry, as we're told over in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, that God gave different gifts to different individuals to serve Him and to do His work, to do His bidding. In Ephesians chapter 4, and let me just read to you verse 11, He gave some apostles, that is, missionaries, to carry forth the Word of God, some prophets, individuals who could share and express and declare the truth of God's Word, some evangelists whose burden was reaching the lost and bringing the lost to Christ, some pastors who became under-shepherds, that is, those who would lead the flock of God, those who would lead a church and guide and instruct people in the truth, and teachers, those who would have insight into an understanding of the Word of God. And these are spiritual gifts that God would give to different individuals for the work of the ministry, as verse 12 of Ephesians 4 tells us, for the perfecting of the saints, that is, to help believers to grow up. The word perfecting here has to do with maturing, growing up in Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, so that individuals might grow and might mature and might be a witness and a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing others to the Lord, for the edifying of the body of Christ, that is, the building up of believers and the strengthening of believers in the body of Christ. That is, a local church is referred to as a body, as we've already seen over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, about how that different individuals of a church make up the body of believers. And so we see that God gives different spiritual gifts to individuals to serve Him and to do His work and to carry on the spreading of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these spiritual gifts are revealed and made clear here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And so we're going to look at this in our next time together concerning the different gifts that the Holy Spirit of God gives to individuals to do the work of the ministry and to share in the sharing of the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ to the lost, bringing men, women, boys, and girls to Christ and seeing believers grow and new people grow up in their knowledge of Christ. Till next time, goodbye.